always going to have negative thoughts and negative emotion if you're in a human body. Just part of the setup. But it's what you do with them. I heard a great quote. It's like, yes, the thoughts will come by like birds flying by, but it's different than letting them make a nest in your hair. I thought that was great. So you're still going to have negative thoughts. It's just, what do you choose to do with them? You know, are you going to honor them, worship them, enlarge them? The term I like to use is, are you going to feed them? Because you can feed a negative emotion and a negative thought right into a frenzy. Right? Or you can say, thank you, I acknowledge this negative thought. Or like some of us have practiced, I see you, I recognize you, I know you, and I'm letting you go. And then choose a countering thought. So if you want to play in higher frequency for best outcome, you always go to gratitude. Gratitude and appreciation are much higher frequencies. So even if you don't mean it, you know, so maybe you don't like the change that's coming, then you shift to something that is good. Thank you that I have a home. Thank you for my body, my health. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Even though I don't feel appreciation right now, I'm reaching for it. Thank you. You know? And you, eventually, are you good at it? No. But you can get really good at it. But it's like everything else in the human experience, we have to practice. But you'll find, just like, you know, in that story, people tend to resonate with the negative a lot quicker. So it's a lot of us doing this work, but it is happening. So don't try to reject the negative thought. Don't resist it, because you'll never win.